This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right. Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. We're back. If you didn't hear the opening, because you're on radio, and that's where they do the news and the weather and the traffic, we do a little open, a pregame on Newsmax TV, and then we come back with the real open of the show. And I was talking about Bernie Kerik, former New York City police commissioner, getting pardoned by President Donald Trump. And the New York Times has a big article coming out, I believe, tomorrow, but I saw it online. And they got everything right, and the two, you know, most prominent people featured in the story were Wayne Allen Root and Chris Ruddy, my boss, the owner, the founder, the CEO of Newsmax TV. And thank you, Chris, for doing a great job for Bernie Kerik, our mutual friend. And how do I meet Bernie? Through Chris, at a dinner arranged by Chris. So thank you, Chris Ruddy. You're a good man. You have a big heart. Did a great job. And the two of us together did a great job. So it's great that we were prominently featured in the story, but the New York Times couldn't just tell the story. They had to put a lie in, slander, libel. I dare New York Times, if you're watching, if your lawyers are watching, I dare you to find any moment in my entire life where I've ever publicly said a word about Obama wasn't born in the United States. I never did. They all got the story wrong. I asked about Columbia University because I was his classmate in college. We both graduated class of 83, same day. And he was never there, ever, ever, ever. And I've asked all kinds of questions and made all kinds of educated guesses about Obama's situation at Columbia. But I never discussed not being born in the United States, ever. So you can't say I questioned Obama's birth or I said he wasn't born here. I never said it. You can't call me a birther. I'm not. So stop lying. You won't find one instance. I've already been through this with Mother Jones Liberal Magazine. My lawyer called him and said, find one instance ever where Wayne Root mentioned Obama wasn't born in the United States, and Mother Jones backed down and issued a retraction. It was a BS retraction. It was like an apology without apologizing. But nonetheless, they had to admit, I never said anything about Obama's birth in my whole life. So if there's already been a retraction by a liberal magazine, how could the New York Times print that lie? How could Chris Cuomo on CNN repeat that lie? Because all of you are liars. All of you are biased. All of you hate conservatives. All of you make things up. And none of you do any fact-checking at all. You've never asked me. If you're going to write an article about Wayne Root, shouldn't you ask me? Just like with the King of the Jews, when I said Trump's the King of the Jews, shouldn't one organization in the world have called me to say, do you have a comment? We want to ask you about your comment. Do you have a comment on your comment? Did you really say that? What did you mean? But instead, thousands of media organizations around the world mentioned that Wayne Allen Root called Trump the King of the Jews, and not one of them ever asked me, ever called me to ask me a question about it. It's amazing. Now, I told you a couple things I want to tell you about. First of all, before I get to news, I want to say my own news. So, this show is moving next week, and I've been telling you it's moving on Tuesday, but Tuesday is Super Tuesday. So, Newsmax is going to interrupt all programming with a special report about the election on Super Tuesday. So, there will be no show by Wayne Root or anybody else on Super Tuesday, okay? So, next Tuesday, no show. My new show and my new time slot starts Wednesday. That's when it starts. Wednesday of next week, which is March 4th. And my show is moving to 11 p.m. East Coast time, 8 p.m. West Coast time. This show has huge ratings in the Midwest and the Southwest and the West. And so we've configured it so it's going to be at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. It's going to be at 9 o'clock Mountain time. It's going to be at 10 o'clock Chicago time and Texas time, where I have a monstrous audience. And it's going to be at 11 on the East Coast. So, hey, if you're not up late, you'll have to TiVo it. If you are up late, you no longer have to watch the 11 p.m. news, and you no longer have to watch the liberal late-night talk shows, because you have an alternative to the Wade Allen Root Show. 11 o'clock East Coast time, and that's 10 o'clock Central, that's 9 o'clock Mountain West, and that's 8 o'clock on the West Coast of the United States, starting next Wednesday, the Wade Allen Root Show. You can host TiVo it, watch it with breakfast the next morning. However you do it, I'm up till 1 in the morning every night, but a lot of people don't stay up past 11 o'clock. So for those of you on the East Coast who don't stay up late, you'll watch it with breakfast, you'll watch it when you get home from work the next day, whatever it may be, or you'll watch the first half hour and then go to sleep. But for the West Coast, 8 o'clock our show, prime time on the West Coast, that's pretty cool, because that's where my biggest viewership is, along with the Midwest. And then the other big news is that an appeals court ruled today, I think the greatest ruling of my lifetime, that Trump can withhold funding from sanctuary cities. A federal appellate court today, this morning, ruled that President Trump's administration can, in fact, withhold federal funds from sanctuary jurisdictions that insist on shielding criminal illegal aliens from arrest and deportations. And that is great news. It's the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. Standing ovation. I stand in every show anyway. I stand for my radio, my TV show, 3 hours a day. I stand for the flag and the national anthem. I stand for my president. I stand for the military. I stand for the police. And I'm giving you a standing ovation for the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. President Trump can now withhold funding from sanctuary cities that are aiding and abetting illegal alien criminals. That is great news. We have a chance here. I always said he'd be the GOAT, the greatest president of all time. He's already, in my opinion, the greatest Republican president of all time. He is certainly the greatest Republican president of my lifetime, and I'm 58 years old. Much better than Reagan. And I loved Reagan. Reagan's been my hero my whole life. Trump's better. Everything Trump has done has been unreal, how good this guy is. When he's got the entire weight of the world on his shoulders and everybody is against him, he wins and wins and wins. He is amazing. He's like Tommy Henrich of the New York Yankees. Remember Tommy Henrich? I was way before I was born, but in the 1940s, he was called Old Reliable. He was like a 280 hitter, nothing great. Except when the ninth inning came along, or he was the last guy to bat in the bottom of the ninth inning, or extra innings, or the World Series, and then he hit 500. The greatest clutch hitter ever for the New York Yankees, Tommy Henrich. And that's what Trump is, the greatest clutch hitter for this country ever, the Tommy Henrich of politics. He comes through when the pressure is highest on him. He likes crisis, chaos, and controversy. He likes to tweet out things that get everybody crazy and get the whole country mad and talking and hysterical. He likes it when they're going to impeach him. He likes it when they're investigating him with a $50 million investigation. He does his best work under pressure. That's Donald Trump. He's the Tommy Henrich of politics. So we just got something great done again. And I think with another, you know, with a re-election in another 4 years, plus this year, so another 5 years, he's going to wipe out sanctuary cities. And he's going to wipe out welfare as we know it for illegal aliens. Because, first of all, that was the first great news today. Trump can withhold funding from sanctuary cities. I think just the best news ever. And then, number two, and he could deny grant money, federal grants to cities. And then number two is on Monday. What's today? Wednesday? 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, Trump implemented his ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the United States. It's called the public charge rule. It just doesn't get any better than this. You see me beaming from ear to ear? It doesn't get any better than this. Trump implements the ban on welfare-dependent immigration. So what that means is, first we're going to start to pressure on sanctuary cities. We're going to starve them. We're going to strangle them. We're going to squeeze them. I think we should arrest all the officials that aid and abet criminals. You know who you start with? Start with Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend, Indiana. He thinks he's so cool. He's running for president. He's gay. He's got the first husband. He's the coolest guy that ever lived. Kids love him. Arrest him. I don't care that he's gay. I don't care he's got a husband. You can do whatever you want. Do what you want, Mayor Pete. But you can't brag that you created a phone tree that has the names and phone numbers of every illegal alien in South Bend. And you phone them with robocalls telling them that ICE is coming. Put Mayor Pete on ICE. Put him, you like that? That's a good segue. Put him on ICE. Put him in prison. Arrest him. He's aiding and abetting criminals. No different than the judge in Massachusetts who told the illegal alien felon, ICE is waiting out front to arrest you. Go out the back. And Trump administration indicted her and arrested her. I love it. And that's what you've got to do. This is the rule of law. See, liberals are going to go, Wayne Root wants to arrest all these people. Oh, my God. No, no. All I'm telling you is there's laws in America. And if you don't like them and you break them, you have to pay the consequences. You have to go to prison. Now, here where I live in Las Vegas, if you go like 80 miles an hour on the freeway, even though the speed limit's 65, nobody gives you a ticket. You have to go 90 or 100 to get a ticket. So everyone on the whole road goes 85. Yeah, that's a victimless crime, and people like to speed, and people got places to go and get to, and as long as you're not swerving from side to side, people drive 10 miles over the speed limit, 15 miles, not a big deal. When you get to 20, you know you're going to get a ticket. So you don't drive 20 over the speed limit. But if you do, you're going to be responsible. If a cop sees you, you're going to get pulled over, you're going to get a ticket. Would you like it if I went 100? And when the cop pulled me over, I'd say, sorry, I'm not under your jurisdiction. What do you mean you're not under my jurisdiction? I refuse to believe that 100 miles per hour is a crime. It's not speeding. There is no law. I don't agree with it, so I'm not paying attention to it. You can't do anything to me. Nah. Put my hands on my head. Nah. Can't do anything to me. That's what liberals do every day. I don't like it that illegal aliens are bad, you know, are considered illegal. So I'm going to ignore the law, and I'm going to help them avoid arrest by ICE. And I'm going to give them welfare and food stamps. No, you're not. In the next 5 years, we're going to start arresting all the politicians that aid and abet criminals. Be right back. This is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. So I finished up telling you that Trump starts implementing a ban on welfare-dependent immigration to the U.S. First was the Sanctuary City ruling today by federal court. Great news. We can withhold funds from Sanctuary Cities. And then the second part of the hammer on illegal immigration is on Monday we started the public charge rule. That means you can't come into the United States till you can prove that you're not going to be a burden on the American taxpayer. And if you're already here, you're not going to be a citizen if you're a burden on the American taxpayer. So now I want to read you what the result of that is. Because if you don't think there are actually, you know, positive things happening because of President Trump, you're not paying attention. Pastor Antonio Velasquez says that before the Trump administration announced a crackdown on immigrants using government social services, people lined up before sunrise outside a state office in a largely Latino Phoenix neighborhood to sign up for food stamps and Medicaid. No more. You had to arrive at 3 in the morning. It might take you till 5 in the afternoon to actually get in. And he pointed far away to show how long the lines were. This was America before Trump. But no one lined up one recent weekday morning, and there were just a handful of people inside the welfare office. with new rules taking effect Monday that disqualify more people from green cards if they use government benefits, droves of immigrants, including citizens and legal residents, have dropped social services they or their children may be entitled to out of fear they will be kicked out of the USA. Now, this guy Velasquez, this pastor Antonio Velasquez, is a typical bleeding heart liberal. And he says this will bring more poverty, more homelessness, more illness. Maybe liberal media and liberals should look at both sides of the story. Because it's also going to mean less national debt. It's going to mean lower taxes for the middle class. It's going to mean less payroll taxes. It's going to mean less property taxes, less sales taxes. If we don't need to use the money on illegals, there's more money for the rest of us to live our lives. Don't you care about middle class people? Why do you only care about poor people? And why is there not two sides to the story told? To make one poor man a little bit richer, you have to make one middle-class person a little bit poorer. Doesn't anybody think about that? How about the people who last year they paid $2,000 in taxes? They only make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. They paid $2,000 in taxes. They should have only paid $1,000. That extra $1,000 went to illegal immigrants. Now it won't. You get to keep your own money again. Taxes get lowered. National debt gets lowered. America's healthier. Do I care about whether illegal immigrants are happy or not? They shouldn't even be in this country. Why would you worry about someone who has no right to be here and is here illegally? How silly is that? How pathetic is that? So this is great news. Great news. Long lines, blocks long. You show up at 3 in the morning, you wait in the line till 5 in the afternoon. Now there's no one in line to get welfare, to get food stamps, to get Medicaid. These were all illegals waiting in line for my money and yours. And they have no right to be here and they have no right to get that money. Trump's going to change this so radically over the next 5 years. And let's hope and pray to God that Bernie Sanders is the Democrats' nominee. Because we're going to win in such a landslide. We're going to change America so dramatically. But I don't know if Bernie will be the nominee. I think he will. I've said repeatedly, I think he'll be in the lead heading into the convention, but then it's going to be a brokered convention and all bets are off, and I don't know. But if the Democrats nominate someone else, all the Bernie people are going to sit on their hands. So it's the devil on this side, the devil on that side. No matter what deal you take, it's a bad deal for the Democrats. And we got Trump, so we got a good deal. All right, another bit of good news. Trump administration launches a new unit at the DOJ to strip U.S. citizenship from foreign-born terrorists and criminals. So they're going to now remove citizenship from foreign-born individuals who fraudulently obtained citizenship by failing to disclose past convictions for serious crimes like sexual offenses, terrorism, war crimes, and of course, you know, what's the obvious? Murder, rape. Who could be against that? Well, of course, Democrats. They're always against anything bad you do to criminals. Or I say anything from my perspective good that you do to criminals. Put them in jail. Strip them of citizenship. Kick them out of the country. I don't like criminals. I don't like criminals. Do you like criminals? I don't like criminals. All right. I don't like prostate problems either. Coming up next is a message for Prostate Guide for Men. So stay tuned and watch the message. You've seen all the ads out there for prostate pills. Most of those pills stink. They do nothing. You might as well have a placebo. It's gelatin. They have done all the testing in a real lab, and they can tell you which ones work and which don't, and it's free. Check it out now.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing Vice President Mike Pence will lead a task force to monitor and combat the coronavirus. The vice president reminds everyone.
President Trump's made clear from the first days of this administration we have no higher priority than the safety, security, health, and well-being of the American people. And from the first word of an outbreak of the coronavirus, the president took unprecedented steps to protect the American people from the spread of this disease.
The Milwaukee Police Department says there's no active threat after a shooting at the Molson Coors Brewery. However, officials tweeted the scene is still active and a press conference is set to be held. Police have not confirmed how many people were killed in the shooting, but multiple reports say at least 7 are dead. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett confirmed the shooter is among the dead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. I love Newsmax TV. Just to make sure you heard, we're moving next Wednesday, next Tuesday, Super Tuesday, so we won't be on special reports on the election all night. But next Wednesday, we move the show to 11 p.m. East Coast time. That's 10 p.m. Central time. That's 9 p.m. Mountain West time. That is in the, on the West Coast of the United States, 8 p.m. And we hope you're going to love the new time slot. Latest Rasmussen poll shows President Trump trouncing Bernie Sanders, just what I expected. The latest Rasmussen shows Trump earning 50% support among likely U.S. voters to Sanders' 43%, 7-point victory. And believe me when I tell you, there were polls in the last 2 weeks that showed Trump losing by Bernie, losing to Bernie by 3 points. Again, this is before Americans had a chance to hear Bernie's record. You know, that's like Michael Dukakis was up by 17 over George H.W. Bush. And then when Bush got his message out, he beat Dukakis by 7. Add 7 to 17, 24-point turnaround in a month. That was from late August to, like, late September, 24-point turnaround. When we paint Bernie as a complete communist who loves Fidel Castro, who murders people, who murdered thousands of people who disagreed with him and tortured them and took their land away, took their homes away, took their businesses away, the numbers will be very different. But a recent poll showed Bernie Sanders beating Trump by 3. Even that poll said Trump wins the presidency by electoral landslide because Trump wins the states that matter. Florida, Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Trump keeps them all. North Carolina. And so he wins by an electoral landslide like he did over Hillary if he loses by 3. This Rasmussen poll is always the most accurate poll. It called the 16 election exactly right. It was the best one. It's the gold standard. And it shows Trump winning by 7 over Bernie before we even started informing the American public how bad he really is. In that case, Trump could win a 45-state landslide. And I think that could very well happen. There was also a poll yesterday I told you about that showed on this very same day of his presidency, Obama was at 47% approval, Trump at 52 yesterday. Trump up by 5 points over Obama. Amazing. Amazing. And then here's the reason Trump will trounce Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders made a comment yesterday, and this will be in all the ads, trust me. He says, all illegal immigrants who get into the United States are our people. They're our people. Wait, I'm not done yet. It's even better. What our campaign is about, what our administration will be about, is rethinking America. Understanding that all of our people, and I mean even the undocumented people in this country, are entitled to basic human rights. Illegal immigrants are entitled to the same government benefits as citizens. For example, Sanders' plan suggests he will offer America-funded health care to all migrants who make it over the border. Health care is a human right, not a privilege, he says. In America, you should not suffer financial ruin because you got sick. So let's go over this a little bit. Let's talk about this just a little bit. Let's make this a, what did Obama call it? A moment of education. A moment of, you know, a chance to, a teachable moment. There we go. A teachable moment. First of all, you're right. No American should suffer financial ruin because they get sick. I agree with that. I've never been called a liberal or mistaken for a liberal in my life. I'm the most conservative talk show in the United States of America. But I don't believe anyone should suffer financial ruin. For instance, tomorrow, God forbid, oh my gosh, God forbid, but somebody out there, your whole family gets in a car accident. and you have four kids and a husband and a wife, six people are in the hospital at once. It's about like a $5 million bill if they're badly hurt and they'll be in the hospital for months. $5 million bill. Nobody should have to bear that. Nobody. So I've always said, when I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination in 2008, and I won the vice presidential nomination, and I wound up on the ticket, I had my own program. I said every American should have access to health savings accounts, where you put up to $10,000 tax-free in the account, and you get to spend that on all your little medical bills. There are no copays. All your copays will be paid by the health savings account, and all your deductible will be paid by the health savings account. So you have a catastrophic health insurance policy. It's got a high deductible. The deductible is $10,000. You put $10,000 in the health savings account. Every dime is therefore tax-free. It's all paid for by the government, basically. Your money is tax-free. For all the little expenses, up to 10. From 10,000 to a million, it's your health insurance that kicks in. Anything above a million, the government should have a fund that takes care of people who have tragic accidents or terrible, expensive, catastrophic disease, like cancer, AIDS, HIV, heart disease, whatever it is. When you have a $3 million bill, you're paralyzed. $3 million, $5 million, $10 million bill. It's paid for by the government. Everybody, not poor people, everybody. No one should go broke. That fund is the closest I come to ever saying government should help people. That's it. Just for the very tippity top. So I don't want anyone to have financial ruin either. But I wouldn't allow that to apply to illegal aliens. You want to come to my country illegally and break in? I don't do anything for you. I don't lift a single finger for you. Sorry, you should have thought of that before you broke into my country. It doesn't apply to illegals. No fund. No Medicaid. No Obamacare. No welfare. No food stamps. No aid to dependent children. No housing. Nothing should apply to illegal aliens. You come to America illegally, you take your chances. If you get sick, you could have a problem. We're not paying for it anymore. We're not paying for transgender operations in prisons anymore. We're not paying for transgender operations out of health insurance policies anymore. We're not paying for transgender operations in the military anymore. If you want to go up the hill as Jack and come down as Jill, great. God bless you. God bless you, you darling little thing, you little buttercup. But one thing's not going to happen. I'm not paying for it. My tax money is not paying for you to have a $150,000 sex change operation. Pay for it yourself. Let Jack and the other half of you called Jill, let you both work a couple extra jobs. You want to change your sex, you pay for it. You want to be illegal, you pay for it. Take your chances when you come to this country. So if we can implement this kind of a system, then there won't be financial ruin for American citizens. I don't give a crap about an illegal alien. It's none of my business what happens to them. Let Mexico pay for it. Let Guatemala pay for it. Let Honduras pay for it. Let El Salvador pay for it. It's not our problem. So if you don't like it, go back. But you broke in illegally. Now, if you come legally from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, China, Russia, I don't care where it is, Austria, Australia, I don't care. Israel, I'm Jewish, come from Israel. Legally. That's a whole different story. I love immigrants. My grandparents came from Russia and Germany. I love them. Greatest people ever. If it's possible, love your grandparents more than your parents. And I loved my parents, but I loved my grandparents. They were so good to me. And they came from Germany, the two on my mom's side. And I was raised with them. She was my second mom. And I just love my grandma. You know, and so she came legally. And she was never a burden on the American people. She never took a dime of welfare in her life. That's the kind of immigrant I love and I want to help. And they should never have financial ruin because somebody gets sick. Agreed. But the fact that an illegal shouldn't have financial ruin, that's ridiculous. Should have thought of that before you broke the law and came here illegally. All right, more good news. Trump campaign files a lawsuit against the New York Times. They said you lied about Russia. Russia didn't help Trump get elected, so we're going to sue you for lying. Great. You heard at the top of the show, the New York Times lied about me. They brought up that I said Obama wasn't born in the United States. I've never said that in my life. In my life. There was once a tweet in one of these articles where they accused me of being a birther. There was actually a tweet I put out. Can you imagine I put out like 50,000 tweets and they grabbed one to twist everything you say out of context. I once put out a tweet that said, "Thank you, Donald Trump." This was like 10 years ago. For investigating Obama, every one of us has a right and a responsibility to ask every question we can about the man whose finger's on the nuclear button, the President of the United States. That was my tweet. Does that mean I'm a birther? I didn't say I agreed that he wasn't born in America. I said, go ask the questions. You have a right to ask the questions. And some idiot on the left twisted that and said Wayne Root's a birther. And from that point on, every single media organization since has lied and said that I was a birther. And lied and said that Obama, Wayne says Obama wasn't born in the United States. When I've never said it once in my whole life. And not only did they all lie and commit slander and libel, none of them ever called me to ask about it. That's amazing. That's amazing. During the break, guess what happened? The New York Times reporter, who was very nice to me on the phone, and that's why I'm shocked he wrote that. His editors probably forced him to put it. He actually sent me an email on the break and said, I'm not in a position to call you tonight, but I'm going to call you first thing tomorrow morning. And if I'm wrong, I'm going to apologize in the paper. That's what the New York Times reporter said. And if that's the case, you're a class act. All is well with me. It's because obviously he realized now he was wrong. I'm not a birther. I've never been a birther. But I have no problem if you are one. Everyone has a right to ask a question. By the way, think of what all the Democrats are. They're Trump birthers. It's the exact reverse. They're all conspiracy theorists. Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, the gal on MSNBC, Rachel Maddow. They all day long bring up wild conspiracy theories about Trump, and they're always wrong. Mine are almost always right. Yours are always wrong. But you're allowed to ask questions. Nobody stops you or calls you a name because you asked a question in a one-hour TV show, and 1 minute of it was about a question. And then they give you a name for the rest of your life for that one-minute question. It's amazing. What should we call them? Trumpers? Trump questioners? Trump doubters? I'll come up with a name. For the rest of your life, we should call Chris Cuomo a Trump doubter. And he's wrong about everything he's doubted Trump on. All right, coming up next, message from my sponsor, Dr. Joe Williams. People fly in from all over the United States to get their hair done by Joe Williams, number one hair restoration doctor in America. And he's going to give you a free Vegas vacation and the best price ever and the best hair job of your entire life. Call him now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allyn Root. By the way, I got to say hi to one of my buddies who's been texting me back and forth. He's watching the show for the very first time ever. He caught me on TV. He loves it. Darren Scott in Los Angeles. Love you, buddy. Good you're watching. He's coming to Vegas tomorrow for a hockey tournament. I'm sure I'll see him over the next couple of days. Darren, your buddy enjoys preaching to the choir, and you're part of the choir. Thanks, buddy. You know, when we left for the break, I was talking about how come liberals are able to call us conspiracy theorists or birthers, and I'm not a birther, but they use terms like that. What are they when they've come up with conspiracy theory after conspiracy theory for 3+ years about Trump, and they're all wrong? They spied on Trump and found nothing. He had nothing to do with Russia. There was no Russian collusion. We won the election because of middle-class Americans, not because of Russians. Trump turned on white America, white middle-class, white working-class America. And I think in this election he's going to do great with black America and Latino America as well. As long as you were born in America and you're not an illegal, I think he'll do great with Latinos. So he'll beat McCain and Romney in his own record. With them and with blacks, by far, from the last election. And I think he'll get the highest black totals in many, many decades for a Republican candidate for president. But we know he's got a lock on the white middle class, white working class vote. That's why he wins, not because of Russia. So what? Let's give them a name. So my board op suggested Trumpaholics. Instead of birthers, we'll call the liberals like my nemesis, Chris Cuomo, and Don Lemon, and Rachel Maddow, Trumpaholics. Because they're like alcoholics guzzling booze when they think of Trump. They're just grum, 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 grum. They're obsessed with Trump. And he drives them into fits of, they got the DDTs. Trumpaholics. Or I could call them Glenn Closers. Remember Glenn Close for that movie where she boiled the bunny? Fatal Attraction, she boiled the bunny? That's what liberals are like. They're bunny boilers. Call them Glenn Closers. When they see Trump, they want to boil a bunny. They're nuts. They're absolutely nuts. So they're called us names. We're birthers because we asked a simple question about Obama's birth because it didn't look like the birth certificate was real. Well, I never asked that question my entire life. I said, I'm not qualified to ask it. I know nothing about birth certificates. So how come if you've stayed away from that issue and never asked it in your whole life, the New York Times can still call you a birther? And the reason why is because they're all liars and they slander conservatives all day long to make us lose credibility. Quite amazing. All right, you know, I'm going to finish up the show today with something kind of non-political. Because I was really the first guy in the United States of America, especially on the right, to warn you about coronavirus. And not only did almost nobody else think it was a big deal, it's in Asia, it's in China, don't worry about it, nothing's wrong. But most conservative hosts have continued to say it's an attempt by liberals to destroy the Trump economy. They failed for 3 years, and now they've got something to try to scare you. And I agree, liberals have tried for 3 years, and I agree they're willing to do anything to bring down the Trump economy. And I agree they're celebrating that a terrible, horrible disease is coming our way, because that'll hurt the stock market, and that'll hurt the Trump economy, and that'll result in some layoffs, and that'll result in lower GDP, and then they could try and win the election. I agree with all that. Rush Limbaugh said all that the other day. I agree. Where I disagree, and I've never disagreed with Rush, is that this is kind of a made-up thing. It's not a made-up thing. You know, I have one foot in the conservative right, and another foot just in, I like to know what's going on in the world. And I know the mainstream media and the governments lie to me and lie to us all the time. So I look for alternative media. And I've seen all the videos from China showing Chinese journalists and Chinese doctors screaming into the video camera, my God, we're all dying. My God, the numbers are nothing like what you know. It's not, at one point it was like 85 dead, and they said, no, it was 8,500 dead. And then at another point it was 2,500 dead, and they said, no, it's 25,000 dead. And then a Chinese billionaire, a legitimate billionaire, said millions affected and 50,000 dead. And all we're getting in America are lies from the Chinese government. Now it's overwhelming South Korea, it's overwhelming Japan, it's hit Italy in a big way, and just in the 3 hours of my national radio show today, there's 80-plus people under quarantine in New York, on Long Island, and Westchester, and there's more problems. Orange County, California, just declared a public health emergency, and a flight attendant at LAX in Los Angeles has tested positive for coronavirus. This thing is real. Okay, there may be liberals celebrating that something could defeat the Trump economy, but they're not making up the severity of it. I think it's pretty bad. I think we all have to be on our toes. I think we all have to be worried. I don't think America will have the problems China's having, because America has the best doctors and the best healthcare system in the world. And so, other than really old or really sick ones, most of them won't die. You'll just be sick for 2 days. But there will be some that die because they're old or they're ill. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, advises Americans today to store 2 weeks of food and water for coronavirus prep. Isn't that interesting? For years I've heard people who do that are preppers. And they're also like birthers. They're weird. They're strange. They're conservatives, but they're into conspiracy theories. Now they're advising that you prep, i.e. prepare, for 2 weeks with no food or water because you can't go to the store. Just be careful and take this seriously. That's all I'm saying. And what perfect timing to say goodnight for the night and say the next message coming up when my show ends is from My Doctor Suggests. And with this coronavirus sweeping the nation, they have something that's proven to be effective in combating virus. Check it out. My Doctor Suggests right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.